Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of TMOS is brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace, which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/TMOS and receive a $50 Visa prepaid card when you get a loan. That's prosper.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't think I have ever had a sense of ADD more than I have this morning. I am surrounded by a parade of papers, and I've probably moved one thing to one space and another thing to another space probably 15 times.
You said that today you felt like an accountant.
I do.
I truly do.
I do, dear heart. I do.
Oh, look at me with all my papers, my blessed papers.
And I'm just trying to hear better. I'm just trying to adjust everything. It was a humid night here in Maine, and everything seems a little mungy in this house, and I'm just out of sorts.
When we were up there, paper, when we would organize the show, the paper would actually feel like damp to the touch, even when it was fresh out of the printer.
Yeah, we got 100% humidity up here, but hey, it's great to be in the Pine Tree State, you know?
Yeah, you're not socked in, are you?
No, not socked in today. Actually, the skies slowly beginning to brighten ever so little, and
tube socks
seems...
off.
What?
Socked in. Tube socks off.
Yeah. Tube socks off. Very good. Are we ready for the mailbag? That Mike, certainly took the wind out of my sails.
You mustn't be mad at him for trying to participate. He's just doing.
I understand that.
I'll be over here.
you ready to start?
You know the kind of participation from him I like?
What's that?
I like this kind of participation. A phone call in the afternoon saying, "Hey, Mike, there's a new client aboard." That's what I like. Yeah, it's all about you. Thursday means it's the mailbag, ladies and gentlemen. And without further ado, now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure, let's dive right in, shall we?
Yes, please do.
Brian Eagle is 35 and still alive. He once won the privilege of caddying for Mike O'Mara, who threw his back out on the first hole. That's like the big tournament that I needed a caddy for.
It was the senior tournament, I think. That's what he said. Is that right?
I think it was the senior event, and it was like pros. Real pros, and I did. I threw my back out on the first hole.
He said
I had to be taken off the course on a golf cart.
Brian said he put your bag down and went and got drunk.
It was ridiculous. It was so sad. It was the saddest moment in my golf career. I was that bummed out about it. It was terrible.
He's got such a great name for a caddy.
Yeah, let me see. Brian Eagle.
See? It's a great
name.
Thank
you. Well, happy birthday, Brian. Both Walter and Daniel Barnes of Rancho Cordova, California have Bastille Day birthdays. Ooh la la.
I guess that's July 14th.
Start the revolution without me, Rob.
No, I will, Mike. I always do.
France, 1789.
Boo.
Isn't that what it was? Wasn't it 1789?
That sounds about right. I think so.
That's when they chopped all their heads off.
Yeah, the guillotine.
Oh, nice pull.
How's this sound? Does this sound all right today?
So you sound great.
You do. How's your back?
Really?
Well, I got to back off on my participation.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I'll be over here.
Just no tube now, sock jokes.
I'm so damn deaf. Anyway, so Walter and Daniel Barnes are both celebrating. Does that mean they're twins?
No, one's a dad, one's a son. How weird is that they're born on the same day?
Ooh. That is strange. Ooh, scary. Sherita Weimer of Martinsburg, West Virginia, will be 43 on July 21st. Well. Anyway, Joe Parsons of Baltimore will be 49 on July 22nd. Ann Edwards. Solon, Iowa is now 51, more like 50 wonderful. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Woo!
Yoo-hoo! 50 wonderful. Longtime listener Dan Kron Selka. Now, why does a man have a three-name thing? That men aren't supposed to do that.
What about Daniel Day-Lewis?
Oh, nice pull.
Well, he's a freak anyway, isn't he?
Well, I believe you just answered your own question.
Dan Kron Selka turned 57 on July 12th and has his copy of Open Mic in Lilongwe, Malawi.
How cool is that?
So cool.
That's very, very cool. I like that. And keep those pictures coming of the book everywhere. We love that. Michael Blower.
No, Blower.
It's Blower, I know. Who's on Michael Blower? Michael Blower of Stockton, California, is now 46. Jesus Christ, did you see the news about Stockton?
Yes.
How about that yesterday? Ugh. Jesus, what a horrible, horrible situation that is for all those people that were impacted by that shootout. You know, guys with guns going into a bank to rob it with AK-47s. Mm. What could possibly go wrong? So this is a lighthearted moment, but I wanted to say
yes.
Our thoughts are going out with people in Northern California. Carson Martin of West Virginia. Michael Blower is 46, by the way.
Right
Carson
on.
Martin of West Virginia turned 30 on July 16th. Hoo-ah! Tony Shetter of Falls Church will turn 30 next week. If he's a true Shetter, keep him off the couch.
Mike, he's an Irish Shetter.
Yes, very good. Hello from your number one fan in Mindanao, Philippines. Nahiguama Sasho. Love the show. Nahigugma Sasho.
And when he wrote that he loves the show and that's how you say it, don't you think he gave up when he said Sasho? I don't think show is the word show.
Nahiguma Sasho.
Show.
Love the show. Rezari me aga. Jesus Christ. Rezari me agtarap. Rezari me agtarap. Is that his name?
I think that's his wife's name.
Enters the final year before her douchebag 30s on July 29th. So, Malipayong Adla Sapagbuhi.
Oh, I hope he's saying something cool.
He's saying happy birthday.
That's what they're telling us.
Malipayong Adla Sapagkabuhi.
He might have
started
an invasion in a village.
Yeah.
No, that means turn off the smoke detector. And Ponyboy has a birthday today, but please disregard it for security purposes. Thank you. We'll get to that later on in the show because I want to find out if anyone did anything special since Rob highlighted it. Let's get right to the mailbag, shall we?
Yes.
Chess.
Guys, I guess this is part listener mail and part birthday. My birthday is this Saturday, July 10th. I've been listening since the WAVA days. You guys have gotten me through a lot of tough spots in my life. I meant it when I say if you guys weren't there, then there is a good chance I wouldn't be here. Wow, that's incredible. There are too many memorable moments. Both Don and Mike have hung up on me, but the one that sticks out the most is when I was on my way to work as a substitute teacher and had to pull over to the side of the road. Mike was doing an impression of Lucille Ball. That is old.
It is.
And using an epilate. All right, I'm laughing at an old bit. Mike was doing an impression of Lucille Ball using an epilady, and I was laughing so hard I almost wrecked. Thank you guys and your families for bringing so much joy to a world in need of it. John Jack. And John, thanks for having to go back nearly 30 years to get something we did that was funny. Dear friends, I have I've long had a pang of deja vu whenever you play the tape of Rob's pregame Redskins player intros. Let me see if I can find it. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, it would be
I forgot
a shame
to do
if
that,
you couldn't
Rob.
Find it. This is dating back, Oscar, when I was the pregame announcer for the Washington Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
And,
how many years?
I did it for 3 years, I
think. That's a good run.
And it was a Monday night game, and the problem here was the crowd was so loud. They were so enthusiastic.
That was the
yes. I couldn't hear myself.
That was the problem.
I wonder how it sounded.
And defensive!
Wow. Let's, all right, we're turning that one down. How do we do that on the machine?
You hit edit.
How do I turn that down on the machine?
You hit edit.
Edit.
And then you'll go in and you will turn down its level.
All right, wait a minute.
Are you playing something over there?
I shouldn't be. Oh, I apologize. I was.
That's fine.
God, what's going on? The wheels
it's
are officially off.
It's the smoke alarm.
It's not the smoke alarm. I haven't heard that painful chirp in some time.
Bank select, preview, loop, menu, scroll, assign, play, pause, cancel, scroll, find, enter, stop, play, record. No edit.
If you hit menu, does it offer you an edit?
Thank you. Okay.
Then it says editing. Now what do I do?
Okay, hit enter to get into editing and scroll up and down until it gives you a volume selector.
Ooh. You know, the fact that you remember this is cool.
Yeah. It's not.
Adjust head point, adjust tail point, set fade in length, set fade out length, set tail pre-roll, adjust output gain.
That's it.
All right.
How do we Couldn't do they just call
I
it
select
volume?
Select that, right?
Air. Right. And then I believe you can use an arrow to lower it.
Ooh, all right.
Ooh.
What do you want me to go down to? Like -8?
Try -10 and see where we're at.
All right. Now enter. And now I'm going to play it again.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
Hmm. Waiting. Processing.
Probably enter, and then is there an exit button?
CPU is working.
Jesus Christ, I hate this sometimes. I'm really trying to make this work.
No, this is fine.
You know, maybe telling me 2 minutes before the show isn't the best way to do it.
No. Rob didn't know it was going to be out of whack.
Well, Rob puts the mailbag together. He knew last night. He knew 3 days ago.
Mike, to be fair, I did tell you this the first thing when we spoke today.
Yes. First thing when we spoke today.
Yes.
We were having another technical.
Oh, you know what, Rob? Memo to yourself. You know, right. And let me help you out.
Okay,
here.
Great.
Anytime there's going to be a
sound effect.
Anytime there's going to be a sound effect.
Now, that's better. I think if you were to turn down the fader, I think you might just about have it.
Yeah. You have to write the mic the day before and say, we're going to play the buzzer.
Right.
We're going to play cheers.
Actually, when we've done this, when there's a specific, will you explain to the man that doesn't know?
Yes.
That when there's a specific thing, normally we communicate
in
advance.
Right. What happens is I will tell
him. Now the -10 dB is flashing at me. What do I do with that?
What do you mean it's flashing at you?
It's flashing.
On the screen?
And it's flashing, and then how do I get out of it?
Is there an exit?
An enter?
Or enter might be great.
Enter will lock it in.
That's right. Lock your answers in.
Is that your final guess? That's the way I would work it.
At defensive tackle!
Seems to have changed not at all.
No, but what if you turn the fader down on the actual board for that?
It's practically down to nothing.
Where's the gain? Or the gain? There we go. That might work.
At defensive tackle! Woo! Number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
All right.
Turn that music off, please.
Okay.
Now it's annoying me. Totally lost my mojo for the show today. It's always something on a Thursday. Always something on a Thursday effing day.
I think it's a great victory that we were able to solve it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we forged
ahead.
We
didn't solve it. I want to get in here and turn the level down on it so I can have it at at normal levels. That's what I want to do. Then I go into adjust output gain.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Enter.
Right.
Now I go down and enter. Change accepted. Now I'm going to try it again.
Okie doke.
See what happens, all right?
Let's see.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
You know, there are moments like this in the show where I really, really...
At defensive tackle! Number 95!
Yeah, much better.
It doesn't work.
Well, it sounded better.
It did sound better.
Much better. No.
I'm trying to figure out. There are times like this that what happens. What?
Oh, no. I just really relish in how professional we are and how hard we work.
He has a lot of pride.
Let me tell you.
Well, the fact is that a long, long time ago in a land far away, I requested equalization on all of the replays.
You did.
And it was ND never done.
This is
ever.
True.
Do you know what this goes back to?
Was it never done? Was it
this
never
goes
done?
Back. This was goes back to... RJ.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's how long it goes back to. It was never done. Then I asked Rob to do it, and it was never done.
No, we
done.
Did all and of then, your hotkeys.
Yeah, we did. Out of 900, we did 20. That's what we did. And so it was never completed. So then when we go into this thing, and the way they were entered in incorrectly to start with means that's why they blast at right. a level they shouldn't be at. So anyway, what did we have here? I've had a long pang of deja vu whenever you play the tape of Rob's pregame Redskins player intros. Yesterday, I figured out why. Play the opening of the Muppet Show. Same voice. Rob, what is going on? What
okay,
is this?
He wanted to compare
what
that
is this
tape
about
that you
Rob
just played.
That we want? What is
he
it?
Wanted to compare that tape with this tape.
It's the Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Liberace! Yay!
There is a thrilling similarity.
There is. Absolutely.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Now play yours.
It's the Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Liberace. Yeah! To tackle number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
All right, one more time for purposes
of the Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Liberace.
And again.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
A day, and you sacrifice yourself because you hate it when we play that on the show.
You know what? I'm growing to love it.
You're going to love it.
I'm growing to love it. I think it's much better than it's ever been.
You can thank listener John for that. He wrote that letter.
Well, you know, listener John is great, and he brought a really great moment to the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff. John Powers writes, "Hi, fellas. Is there a way for us Northwestern listeners to get a signed copy of Open Mic?" Yeah, you go to, say, O'Hare and book a round trip on one of those commuters and pop into Reagan National, go up to the apartment of Oscar Santana, knock on the door and say, sign this.
If you send it to our P.O. Box, 2796 Leesburg, Virginia, 20177, with a self-addressed stamped envelope for return, we will sign it and return it to you. Thank you.
This next letter comes from Jamie. He writes, "Dear TMOS, I live in Maine, and like Rob, I spent my college years working at a supermarket as both a cashier and produce associate. That's a gig, isn't it?
Hey, I loved it.
A produce associate. I heard Rob mention he had been to one of the stores from the chain I worked for, Hannaford. Well, Hannaford is right up here in Maine.
Right.
And I shop at Hannaford when I'm up here regularly. During the show this week, Rob went to Hannaford. I would love to hear Rob's complete review and analysis of the Hannaford
Ooh.
Department store. Thank you for your time. Sincerely, Jamie Dube. D-U-D-U-B-E. Is that his real
No names were changed to protect the innocent, Mike.
You know, I should have read ahead. If I read ahead, I would have read the entire letter differently. I live in Maine, and Rob spent my college years working at Hannaford Grocery Store. Rob, what is your review of the Hannaford?
I like the store a lot. I like the layout. I think that they had a great produce section. The deli people were very helpful. The checkout clerks were exceptional. They do something I love. They ask, as you're checking out, is there anything you needed that you couldn't find? That's a great follow-up. One complaint and one rave. The complaint is that because of the size of the store, it's laid out with narrow aisles. And you should always have in every place in the store a place where three carts can pass.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to get hemmed up. Particularly the back of the store is very crowded. Sorry
right
about
that.
I think it is probably
right
a real estate issue. My rave is that if you go down the aisle, I think it was 12 that has potato chips and crackers. On the other side, hard liquor. I love that.
Nirvana. Yes, yeah. Oscar.
Also, if you order lobsters, make sure you get there early.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe order them day of at the store.
Well, Rob had a great time at the Hannaford, and as a matter of fact, he greeted the cashiers when he's at the counter. You want to hear that, Oscar?
Yeah,
sure.
It goes something like this.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. It's the Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Liberace.
And Mike, no comment. Of all the Muppet Show opens I could have pulled from, I chose Liberace.
Liberace, very, very good. And it's funny because normally after a journey that we went through to get that on there, we would normally run out of gas, but it held its comedy mojo through all that.
Yes.
Hi, guys. The next letter says, I've been a fan from the beginning of the podcast, so I feel like I can speak with a little bit of authority to what's been happening here. Mike, your recent discussion of church prompted me to email you with a thought I've been having for some time. When you take a look back at your last few months, going on mission trips to foreign countries, giving up alcohol, marrying multiple women who bear you children in your later years, you are turning Mormon. Congratulations. Sometimes we don't pick these types of things. They pick us. So from one Mormon Mike to another, let me welcome you into the fold and let me know when I can send the local missionaries over to visit you. That's from Mike Nielsen. No, please don't. But thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. I don't know if it's in the bonus show or on the regular show, but I know that something I want to talk about today involves church, and I'll tell you later about that. And our final letter is one that is just really sweet for me. I love this.
Yeah.
Dear TMOS, in the bonus show from 2 weeks ago, Mike shared the story of the oral surgeon who took out his wisdom teeth, Dr. Guy Champagne. He also mentioned his former dentist, Dr. Moser. And as an aside, he said, I think his son listens, but I may have burned that bridge. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yep.
Well, the letter writer says, well, for one thing, no bridge has been burned. I still listen to every podcast and continue subscribing annually to the bonus shows. Also, you should know that I have been hearing my dad use Dr. Guy Champagne's full effervescent name for over 30 years now.
Oh, wow.
No story about my dad's friend and colleague was ever complete without hearing Guy Champagne. I grew up in a world thinking that a varietal of bubbly alcohol was personally named after Guy Champagne. It was used so often that my wife, Yana, now only knows all of my dad's friends as the man, the myth, the legend, Guy Champagne. So when I was listening to the bonus show and heard Mike Regalis with his tale of Dr. Guy Champagne. In his flowing robes, I knew that cemented the fact that I'll continue to hear the man's proper name for the next 30 years, too. So there's that. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Adam Moser. Thank you very much, Adam.
So
that is
cool.
Fantastic.
So cool.
And Rob, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
John, Billy, I'm going to show you the bathroom if I can remember where it is.
Well, at least he hasn't changed.
No, he's still impossible.
Well, you finally made it.
Oh.
This is my mother.
Hi.
This is Bill Ray.
Hello.
I think I saw a bear.
No. Huh? You couldn't have seen a bear up here this time of year. There are some rather nasty moths flying around, though.
No. This was a little big for a moth.
If you really want to be scared, well, you meet my father.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Billy.
Dad, they do have indoor plumbing here.
Oh, great.
God, Chelsea was just bullshitting us. I like to paint a rather rustic picture of life on Golden Pond.
Oh, it's rustic, all right.
That's lovely, though. It's lovely rusticity.
Yeah, we've been peeing indoors for 40 years.
You must be Norman.
Yeah, must be. Who are you?
Bill Ray.
Bill Ray?
Yes, sir.
The dentist?
Yes, sir.
Want to see my teeth?
I love your house.
Thank you. It's not for sale.
I don't want to buy it. I just like it. Well, how does it feel to turn 80?
Twice as bad as it did turning 40.
Are there any bears around here?
Oh, sure. Black bears and grizzlies. One came along here last month and ate an old lesbian.
Oh. I'm sorry. Right.
Chelsea's still in the water. You should go on down. Uh-huh. No one should skinny dip alone.
Right. What is that over there?
That's a lawn chair.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That is kind of a tribute to our week in Maine. I love that, Rob.
Thank you. Fantastic.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the Mighty 1630 KC Ja Ja in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, when you go out to Iowa City, Iowa, and you're talking alphabetically, it's hard to beat Mr. Aaron Zelnick, who has a double A at the front and a Z at the back.
Would you go all the way to the bottom of the database there?
They're in no particular order. It looked like Charles Manson put together this database.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why?
Because they get it. Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. For those of you keeping score, I always mention it, like you to know it. My Sleep Number is an 80. Crawlers is an 85. My Sleep Number bed is the best. I want the world to know that. And now Sleep Number's introduced the smartest bed in the world. It's the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Sensors work with the dual air technology inside the bed to track and optimize how you are sleeping. Sleep IQ allows you to make changes like adjusting your Sleep Number setting or daily routine for your best possible sleep. sleep. And it couldn't be easier to use. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. Again, my sleep number is an 80. Carlos is an 85. We like our mattresses firm, just like we like our handshakes.
Yeah.
And there's only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that is a Sleep Number store, ladies and gentlemen. Come in right now, where a C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at just $999.98. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. If you get one, let me know you got one.
Yes.
I want to hear from you. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Well, that was a very, very interesting and eventful opening to the show.
A lot
today.
Of fun.
Did you know that Adam Moser had written...
Rob, I don't read pre-read the mailbag very often. I did today. That one kind of jumped out at me.
I was so pleased you read that. I thought that was a really cool letter to get.
Really, really cool. I used to do a bit on the air where I take my finger and go like this. That was Bryna, the lady of the hooks.
Now, did she work for Champagne?
Who used to scrape my teeth. What's that?
Did Bryna work for Champagne?
No. Moser and Dr. Champagne had two separate practices, and I remember they were dentists on bikes. They were motorcycle guys. And, this is years. This is 30 years ago.
Right.
This is a really long time ago. It seems like it's almost 30 years ago. And Bryna was the lady in there. Fun office. Lots of good times. And he was just a very cool guy. And then shortly after I had my wisdom teeth out, I lost all feeling in my right side of my... No, I actually... I moved, and so I never saw those guys again, and it was kind of a drive. For a while, I actually drove back to the wilds of Maryland to go to this dentist, and then it just became, too far a drive. We all like to have our professionals close by.
And you just gave up going to the dentist.
Yeah, I decided that, I just say to hell with it.
Right.
I wanted to really look more and more like an episode of Swamp People.
Let them ride.
So I decided not to do that. Anyway, here we are, and it is Thursday. We are very happy to be with you. Without further ado, let me get right to this and say it is a very, very special day. I know Glenda thinks it's a special day because Glenda was the one that 58 years ago today did all of the work as she brought in Pony Boy, man Matthew Bloom, to the world. Little Pony Boy was born. 22 inches long and an ounce and a half.
That's all he gets today.
That's all. No, that's not all he gets today. I think it's important.
You want the full ride?
I think it's important for to find out how he's feeling, how he's feeling on his birthday. So let's ask him. Pony,
yes,
how
sir?
Are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great.
You're feeling great? Okay, that's all the time we have.
We're
going to take a commercial break. No, we'll come back and ask you what your birthday plans are. Maybe. But anyway, let's
sure
take a break.
I'm sure he has wonderful plans.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah, super excited. Fantastic. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to say thank you to everybody that's taken the time to... take our book, Open Mic, from Corporate Radio, the new media, the story of the Mike O'Mara Show, and bring the book with you everywhere you go. I just heard the smoke detector again.
Oh, I think everybody did.
There it is. Rob's holding it up for you right now. It's Open Mic from Corporate Media, Corporate Radio to New Media, the story of the Mike O'Mara Show. We'd love you to pick up a copy. You can get yours. It's available and affordable in paperback or for your Kindle at Amazon.com, or you can just click the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The book is a tale of reinvention, recalculation, and rebirth. If life has ever given you lemons, make lemonade. You'll appreciate this story, my friends. The perfect book if you love TMOS, and since it's birthday season, as Pony will tell you in just a second, it makes a wonderful gift for the TMOS fan in your life. Be like Kathy O'Mara. Oh, I'm sorry, she hasn't gotten the book yet.
No, have you not given her one? Have you not gifted her with one?
Well, I gave my mom two, and so it's waiting down in Boston for my sister to pick it up.
But, I see.
She hasn't yet. And I'm going to try to work next week on getting my lovely sister Kathy to panel on this very program.
If she has time.
She's got, yeah, she's busy.
I've got a lot of questions
for her.
She's
busy being rich. What's that?
I've got a lot of questions for her about her dryer.
Yes, that's right.
Miss Showbiz that, with all her appliances.
She was wonderful. She babysat for us last night. Open mic available at Amazon and paperback. And for your Kindle, please buy one of each. Everybody.
And so, remember, if you send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, we will autograph it and send it back to you. So if that's important to you, absolutely. I'll take care of
that. Have we gotten any of those requests yet, Rob?
At least five.
Are you taking care of? Are you taking care of them?
In a timely fashion. Luckily, Mike, you signed all those books in advance.
That's right. If you would like, seriously, to get a copy of Open Mic forged by Rob Spiewak, send it along. Rob will.
Maybe you want it autographed by anybody we've ever worked with, because I do everybody's signature.
Rob signs everybody's signature.
No,
so if you would
I sign
like
my
that,
own.
That's true. Oscar, I can't do his signature.
Really?
It's like a kid's signature.
All right, show on a big piece of paper.
I'll show you.
Oscar, sign your name, and then I want Rob to hold it up against the. Okay.
Well, hold on. You know what? Oscar actually already signed this book, so let me see if I can duplicate.
Okay, you might be able to.
Very good.
All right, here we go.
Also, you should know.
And then put it on the bottom or the top because I want to. I'll tell you which one's yours.
Mike, you'll be swinging through town at the end of this month coming up. So you could sign then as well, hypothetically.
Right. Well, you got to understand. Let me explain to both of you guys how I'm swinging through town.
Yes.
I will be slowing down to about 25 miles per hour in Leesburg.
Yeah. You'll wave to me.
And I will be dropping off a brother printer at Rob's house and then continuing on to the great state of Florida.
All right. Now, hold on, Mike. I have two. We need to sign your Santana name.
Oh, sorry.
He signed Oscar Zabios.
Did he really?
He did.
Just did he really?
You know, he signed like three books that way at Jimmy's.
I did. I did.
All right, Mike. All right. I'm going to mix these up, and you're going to tell me which is real and which is false.
All right.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, up there. Sorry.
You got to hold him to Ford.
You got to give him to Ford. Ford.
Okay. Here you go, Ford.
Move it.
Ford's I forgot. I was playing to you, Street.
Yeah, you were.
Show me. All right. There's one. All right. You know, instead, because of the left-right thing gets confused with you guys, show me one first, okay?
Show just one down.
Just one, Ford. There you go.
God, I forgot telling you instructions, baby Yui. I swear. Show one first.
That's the other one.
All right, there's the first one. That will be the first one.
Okay.
Okay, switch.
Now, let me look at the second one.
Second one there in his right hand.
The second one is really Oscar.
Let me see.
You'd have to see it.
So let me see the one in your right hand, Brian.
Now, he mixed them up again. No. Hold on, Ford. Hold on. I'm going to do this, okay?
Okay.
Mallet head. All right, now step up to the camera. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Now, don't hold both of them again.
Just hold one.
Okay. Then hold the second one up. I think this. Now I'm going to go with the second one. Being Oscar Santana. Hold it. Don't hold the other one. Now, the second one, I say that is the real Oscar.
That is, but you know what? The first one you got wrong.
First one I got wrong.
The second one you got right.
But you know what?
I'd say that if something, God forbid, were to happen.
Yeah, if someone were to strike me down.
I could do it. At least we don't have an autographed machine, Mike.
When we all worked at WJFK and Gordon Liddy was doing the midday show, Gordon wrote a lot of books, and Gordon signed all of his books, and he had the auto pen. The auto pen.
And it was a device larger than a drafting desk. And it had on it a wheel. It was a large metal wheel, I would say maybe 4 feet in diameter, and the outside had sort of a texture or ridges to it.
Okay.
And then there was a guide that would ride the wheel, and then that was simplified to a pen in an arm.
And it was electric, but I will tell you,
it had a pedal, like a sewing machine.
It looked like something you'd see at Monticello.
Yes,
it really
absolutely.
Looked like something invented by Thomas Jefferson.
It had an articulated, like almost like a microphone boom that held a pen.
What did that machine cost?
Thousands and thousands of dollars, and it was the biggest state secret for years.
Oh my God!
After they bought it, they kept it at Cameron Gray's apartment.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God!
I will
send you an autographed copy of my book, Will.
That's right. Remember, Gordon, when you stood in the thunderstorms to show them you weren't scared?
I was afraid of thunder, and so I tied myself to a tree
and also
to stand out in the thunderstorm. And then, of course, the famous one where he held his hand over a flame and somebody said, "What's the trick?" And he said, "The trick is not minding." That man built a myth for himself that was pretty significant. You know,
my favorite, I think my favorite story that he used to tell on the air is when he was put into solitary confinement. So he says, who believes anything?
Yeah, when he went to jail for Watergate because he, you know, screwed up the burglary.
So what happened is apparently when you are in solitary, they feed you in off times to mess with your interior clock. There's
okay.
no light, and they want to mess with you. And he said, "I always knew what time it was." And the caller said, "How did you do that, Mr. Liddy?" "I watched the ants."
Oh my God! Jesus,
he was a nutcase.
Yeah, well, if he watched the ants, then you could call me the clock keeper because I'm crawling with these little bastards all over me right here. It's
we got rid of ours. We used traps. Did you put out any traps?
We have ant trap. They're so gross.
Oh,
I'm so grossed out by ants. I really, these are like the big ones. These are not the little ghost
Ooh.
Ants. And
are you grossed out by fire safety?
Hold on a second. Hey,
grossed out by 9-volt batteries.
Hold on. Hey, Carla, are you here?
Like $5.
Come here for a sec, will
$2.
You please, honey? All right, Carla. Carla, we have to find where that smoke detector is.
Her hearing is better than yours.
I hear it. Your hearing is better than me. Is there any way you can track down that smoke detector?
Can we see her? Is she there?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you come in here so the guys can see you, please?
I'd like to eyeball you.
She's taping a special next door. Just slide in behind the curtain, honey. Slide right in here. Pop right in here. There she goes.
Oh, little Michael.
There he is. Big patrol.
There
she is.
Oh, you know what? She's in the mood for safety. She's dressed for it.
Yes.
What are you saying?
Oh, everybody wants to leave.
Wow, Mike, is anybody having a good time up there?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're all having a fantastic time.
Maine is lame.
It's great. It's not. Maine is lame.
That's right. That's on the license plate.
That's the new Maine is lame.
Is it on the license plate? I think it is.
That is the new Maine
right.
is lame.
Land of 10,000
there,
lakes.
There it was again.
I found it.
Where is it?
Oh,
in your studio!
God.
Oh. Wait, no, she's looking. She's pointing into another room, a-holes.
Oh, God.
Well, because before the show, Mike said, I searched everywhere for it.
For 3 days.
There it is, hiding in the corner.
You know what? Shame on that smoke detector.
Yeah. Are you sure it's a smoke detector, not a ghost detector?
Little
I'm
boy.
I'm going to give my son a chore here. You think you could go change the smoke detector for Daddy? You can take his little binky out?
Oh, he can shimmy up the wall.
Yeah, just hold him above.
Aw, he's such a great
beautiful
kid.
Baby boy.
Yeah.
Isn't he a good kid?
You know what? He's got the most beautiful blue eyes that say, "I want to go to Florida."
Take me home.
He's smiling at you guys.
Hey, buddy boy.
Yeah, everybody's waiting. Can you wave?
Look at him. He's so happy.
Can you wave at the guys?
He's so happy.
He must be right out of the bath because his hair is slicked back.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got the Al Pacino going on.
M-I-L, Michael William, Maine is lame. he's smiling.
He goes, "I know.
Yeah, he does.
I've been crapping here for 2 weeks."
Oscar, you are killing me with that. Well, we will rectify that situation. Now, here's the thing. Do I simply disconnect it, or do you think under an obligation to replace the battery for the landlord?
I think that, you know what?
For your family and yourself, Mike.
Yeah, for your own safety, replace the battery, and then maybe she'll prorate the $1.80 off your rent.
Kathy wouldn't. Anyway.
Hey, you know what? Ask Kathy if she has a battery
she
laying around.
She probably does.
Usually it's a 9-volt, right, for those
things?
Exactly.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. 9-volt.
Well, I'm so glad that I found it. So, to make a long story short.
He found it.
Yes.
Problem solved.
Boy, it was hiding in that corner, right in plain view.
Is it a contrasting color to the wall or anything? I mean, is it white on white? Is it blend in?
Everything around here has kind of a off-white hue. Just a little bit of a
And does he still
off-white
love, does he still live up there?
Who's that? Off-white hue?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy that actually, if you're wondering who that is, it's one of our very colorful characters up here at Hancock. I will tell you, Off-White U was, it's an interesting story because he's albino to start with, and then what he used to do, he was an albino who tanned.
Well, no kidding.
And he actually would go into the, and when that didn't work, he used those spray tans, and that gave him, well, the aforementioned off-white hue. So that's how he got his name. Yes, one of the many stories from Maine.
It's great a state colorful of Maine. Area.
Yes. Home of maple syrup and blue-haired ladies that don't like to smile at babies.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
Welcome back. We'll take a short break, and we will come back with more fun and thrills from the Pine Tree State and your nation's capital, Washington, D.C., right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You got to plan your future, don't
yes,
you? Right?
You do.
Am I right about
right,
that? Huh?
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Am I right? You do financial planning. You get insurance, but to build real peace of mind, you got to make sure your family and your finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help you can trust and legal help that is affordable? Well, it's called LegalZoom.com.
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten lots of people that have sent me personal messages telling me how effective LegalZoom is and how much they use it. They've been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, and living trusts for over 13 years. LegalZoom also helps protect your assets with LLCs, S-Corps, trademarks, real estate documents, and much more. I did an S-Corporation with LegalZoom. You can too. Visit LegalZoom and they will take care of you from start to finish. It's the modern way to get legal help. For special savings, be sure to enter the code TMOS in the referral box at checkout. Remember, that discount code again is TMOS. Protect your family and protect your future at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom was developed by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction, but they're not a law firm. Legal help is furnished through vetted independent attorneys. LegalZoom.com, discount code TMOS. Check them out today. We appreciate that. Okay, so up here in Maine, we were going to ask Pony about his birthday. I did that, and see, one last thing. Any big plans tonight, Pony, as far as the birthday?
You know, I'm just going to have a few friends over, eat some ribs. Just
is it going to be your next door neighbor and his wife?
Well, and some old friends from the bike shop.
Aww,
oh, good.
The
oh,
bike that's shop. Fabulous.
They're all going to be there. Johnny Kickstand, Billy Basket.
No, don't make fun. Yeah, you know who's
Mike
coming
Peng.
Over? Simone. Simone from the bike shop
oh,
is coming.
From Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Hello, Simone.
I got that extra horn you wanted.
Hello, Simone.
But actually,
hello,
no, you know
Simone.
What? I misspoke. Simone talked like this. We have that new horn for you, Pee-wee.
And she also she rounded her R's, so I remember it, because Simone was like, hello, Pee-wee. Hello, Simone. I love you. All right, Pee-wee. I love you, Simone. I love that show. That show, like it's
that
a show.
And
it was a show.
Movie.
It was a show.
Yeah, but the movie.
The
wasn't,
movie was the movie.
Wasn't it Chuck's Bike Shop?
Do you remember the continuity era in Pee-wee's
the
Big
chain,
Adventure?
Right.
The chain.
Yeah.
He pulls out the chain and he's doing this ridiculously long chain, and they didn't shoot it right, and you can see the chain coming from the bottom of the bike where
really?
He's being fed. Right
and you know what? Oh, Danny Elfman said later that when he showed that, people said, brilliant. Brilliant to show the backward behind the scenes way of making a film. Such a really bold choice. He said, I just screwed up.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure, if you watch it, I don't encourage anybody to take mind-altering drugs, but I will tell you, if you happen to already be an addict, it's a really great movie to see when you're wasted.
Oh, the
it
scene,
really
the nightmare scene with the bike?
Oh, fantastic.
Really and, excellent, yeah.
And also the magic shop is very special,
oh, yeah.
too.
So,
what?
Anyway.
What?
So some friends from the bike shop, and you still keep in contact with them. Who's coming over from the bike shop?
Well, really, it's just two or three people. But I'm having a bigger dinner tomorrow out at a place in Annandale, Korean joint. Really good.
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
So you got some serious plans.
Yeah.
It's
any of the guys? Any of the guys from the show coming?
I don't think
we
so.
We weren't invited. Were you invited, Rob?
I was not invited.
Oh, weird.
Mm.
Mike?
Did you guys? No, of course, I'm up here in MIL.
Might have been but a nice gesture, though.
Did you guys give Pony any gifts?
I gave him something.
As did I.
Yeah. Mike,
what did you guys give him?
Oh, what'd you give him, Mike?
I'm up here in Maine.
Oh, the internet anywhere. Weird. It doesn't work. Huh?
It's very slow.
What am
there.
I supposed to send him a gift certificate? Is that what you want?
Hey, that's what I did.
There
he's
you go.
Right in front of me.
Well, who's to say that I didn't do it?
Pony would.
Pony probably would say it.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about the perfect gift. I was thinking about the perfect gift for Pony, and I said, I got it. 6 more months of employment.
Hey!
Yeah. Big win.
Should you really give a gift at our expense, though?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Did Oscar get him his traditional gift certificate from Amazon?
No, I gave him a Starbucks one through Facebook.
Excellent.
A Starbucks gift
certificate.
Yeah,
it's right downstairs.
Okay. Very thoughtful.
I went into the ABC store, and I said to the gentleman, "Sir, I hate gin. What's good and under $50? And he took me right to it. What is it? Hendrix?
Hendrix, yeah. That's the best gin.
All right. So he'll be useless for 4 days.
Congratulations, Pony.
Well,
happy birthday. And, maybe when I roll through town at the end of the month.
You'll throw it out the window in Leesburg?
I'll bring you a nice gift from Maine.
Hey, you know what he would love? He would love a pint of blueberries.
That is fantastic. I hope they keep.
Or a wooden duck.
What's that?
Oh, a wooden duck. There was one more gift from Rob Fork.
Oh,
very nice of him.
Look at him. How
nice. Is he opening it right now?
Yes, he's opening it.
I wish I could see it. Pony, go over near Oscar so I can see. Can you go over near Oscar so I can see you open your gift?
Please.
Hey, from Rob Ford. I think I'll open it right now where Mike can't see it. Duh.
I'm going to crawl under the console.
I got some Sunsweet dates. Delicious.
What? Now, why Sunsweet dates?
Is it because he needs to have a date, Rob? Rob, are you listening
to
this show?
Somebody, please.
Yes. There's a second.
Why
part.
Did you get? Why
Some
did you hold
hot
on?
Sauce
why
I can't
you,
pronounce.
Hold, oh God.
All right.
You want to help me with that, Oscar?
Yeah, I'll help you. Why don't you go sit down? I'll take care of this.
Yeah. Oscar will do the opening.
All right. Rob
All right. The
Ford.
First question, Rob Ford. Why did you get him the Sunsweet dates?
Well, if you look at both items in the package and put them together, you've got Cholula hot sauce and Sunsweet dates.
Oh, I'm ringing in. I think I know.
Rob's
what is
Dueck.
It?
It's a hot date.
Nice.
Rob Ford.
And a generous gift card for Starbucks. So he'll be set for the rest of the year.
Yeah, he'll be eating paninis for the rest of his life.
Another you, smart Rob. Move for you, Ford.
Nice, nice smart work. Move. Nice work.
That's right. That's the perfect guy to give presents to.
Wink, wink.
All right.
When I got here today, you know our landlord, Mark, who has the dog?
Yes.
And he works in the next office. He heard me say to Pony, happy birthday.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
He does look like Lex Luthor. You're right.
But a cheerful Lex Luthor.
Yeah, like a happy, a better looking Lex Luthor.
Oh, good looking.
Yeah, if Lex Luthor had a better adjusted childhood, that would be
absolutely.
Our buddy Mark.
Yeah, he's a very cool customer. I like that guy.
When he heard me say happy birthday, he came in, he says, hey, if there's cake, count me in. I said, don't worry about that.
No cake.
Okay.
Fear not.
No,
fear
all
not.
I did. I went to the liquor store. I left the engine running.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Well, we waited because Oscar told his story about what he did on his summer vacation. Rob, we never got to you.
Yes.
We all left Maine and we split up for a week and we all had things to do. Now, you got back. The one thing I will tell you about Rob Spiewak. Rob, from everything that I saw on social networking, because Rob chronicles his life very effectively for his friends on Facebook.
And legal purposes.
From everything I saw, Rob, you left Maine, got on a plane at the crack of dawn, landed in Virginia, and then you were shot out of a cannon, and you immediately continued your vibrant social life in Northern Virginia.
Well,
because it looked like you went right to a concert with your wife.
For me, actually, it was pretty vibrant. We left your house in Maine at 5 minutes until 5 and drove to Portland to pick up, I think it was a 9:30 flight. And
right.
It was a great flight. If you can find the direct flight, it's only 90 minutes from Portland to
Dallas.
Yeah, it's
a quick flight up there to the international jet port.
And so I arranged for my mom, to pick me up when I arrived because I don't like to park at Dulles because it requires a second mortgage. So she picked me up and she says, well, I'll pick you up, but you have to take me to lunch at Jimmy's.
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Sweet.
Did you go?
Yeah,
did
because she's never been. So yeah, me and Robert and my mom and my Aunt Lynn went to Jimmy's, and Jimmy came in at the last minute, because you get a different Jimmy's on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, because he's got to sleep it off.
Yeah, then you do. No, I'm talking about the bar.
Oh, the bar, okay.
You get the older regulars at the bar.
Look, I do not cast any aspersions on my super pal, my deluxe buddy, Jimmy's Bar. Jimmy would tell you the same thing.
Oh, of course.
You roll into Jimmy's at like between 2 and 5. He's got the old regulars. And I'll tell you
God
something.
God bless them.
They're awesome to watch.
They are walking, talking examples of how alcohol can ravage a human body.
How dare you?
That's true. And that was a good show.
These guys hit it hard. This is Boilermaker time. These are shot and a beer guys.
Tough guys.
And they don't stay long, I don't think. I think they stay like a couple of hours, but they're there every day, and they mainline their alcohol. It's like, how you doing? And they go,
it's a totally different scene than Jimmy's, say, you know, if you go after 6 o'clock. But it was great. Roy was behind the bar. They treated us like kings. Jimmy rolled in at our last, like, 10 minutes of the meal, and he had all sorts of gifts for his cousin. I'm going to a birthday party.
Did he start the renovation yet? Did he start the remodel, the addition, the expansion of Jimmy's?
I'm actually going to get to that later in the week. He hadn't started at that point. So after lunch, I came home. It was like maybe 3 o'clock. And all I want to do is lay down and shut my eyes for just an hour, because I had been up so early. And I shut my eyes just in time to hear Carrie whisk in on her broom and say, we're going to a concert.
Oh,
and I said,
my God.
That's right. That's tonight. The supper club meeting for this month, you know, our couples thing that we do, our swingers club, they had gone on Groupon.
Your key party.
Yes. We got Kristen went on Groupon and bought us all tickets to see the Goo Goo Dolls.
I like the Goo Goo Dolls.
When you had your key parties, how many of the women left the group when they found out that they were going to have to be power bottom?
Oh. Mike, amazingly, 3 of the women and 2 of the men went to a locksmith. I don't even know what that means. Okay, so we were off to Jimmy Lube Live. And this was the great thing. We tailgated through all of the plain white tees and most of Daughtry.
Oh, okay.
And actually, the Goo Goo Dolls were very good, but at the end of that day, I was wiped.
Yeah, you had a fight.
Tell the story about the thing that Daughtry said, because I thought that was really, really,
so,
really funny.
So great. Now, Jiffy Lube Live is the old Nissan Pavilion, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. Like, what is it, like 40 miles outside of the district?
Right next to
40 miles outside of D.C. Yeah. It's an outdoor concert arena.
It's 2 minutes from Mike's house, Mike's old house.
And it's fine. Right. It's fine. It's a fine place to see a concert.
It's but, where, when I did the morning show at the Classic Rock Station, it's the first social event that I went to with my new producer, Shamrock, and he threw up in the limousine.
That's my favorite story because I hate Jeff Shamrock.
That's a famous story. With Uber producer Jeff Shamrock, who got so drunk that he puked in the back of a limo. Should have known something was wrong at that point.
And amazingly, ABC kept him on and would not bring me in to replace him, even after that.
Right.
So Daughtry, the bald guy from season 40, I think, of American Idol is out there. Season 3 it was? 4. Thank you. I'm not sure why Rob Ford knows that. Season 4. And, of course, they're doing a million gigs, and he doesn't know where he is or what the city is.
This is so funny.
And you're going to love this, especially from D.C.
Yeah.
He finishes up one of his big rock and roll, I'm going anthems, and they're showing, he's miserable on the road, and he's in a car, and he's driving to the gig, and the band is mad and sad, and I'm going and he finishes the song, and there's not what I would call thunderous applause. But polite, because the people, the Goo Goo Dolls still sell the tickets,
yes,
but not Daughtry. And he finishes up and he says, "Thank you, Bristow."
Oh man,
Bristow!
And I turned
Bristow
to Carrie.
Is like no one. Knows. Bristow, how did you put it on your Facebook page?
Someone needs to tell Daughtry that Bristow is essentially a sheet station. That's all.
It's a gas station.
It's a stop on Route 15.
It's an exit off of Route 66. That's what it is.
He just knew that it said Bristow on his city tour, and that's
exactly.
all it was.
Thank you, Bristow.
That is seriously like playing RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C. and saying, thank you, Bethesda!
Yeah.
And also, if you want to know exactly where the drawing power is of the Goo Goo Dolls right now, and they do put on a great show. They're a great band.
I'm a big fan.
But, give me a hit from the Goo Goo Dolls. I don't even remember.
Iris is probably their biggest hit.
Well, no, they have a dozen hits.
Yeah, but that's probably their biggest. You would know a lot of their songs.
They cover Give a Little Bit.
Not helping.
Yeah, I know. Give a little. No, but I knew that. I knew that with Ford saying that.
So when we got there, the Groupon were for lawn seats. And the first thing that happens when we come in is there's a guy in a Jiffy Lube Live shirt, and he says, do you have lawn seats? And we're standing there with folding chairs. Say, why, yes, we do.
Thank you, security person.
He said, do you want a free upgrade to the pavilion? And I
said, oh, my God, you're talking to the Spiewak.
Oh,
that is... You could say, I'm going to get on all fours now, and I'm going to produce gold bricks for you. You could not. You saying that to Rob is as good as saying, I'm going to transport you back to 1939 on a studio back lot.
But I said, that's sort of suspicious. I said, how much? He said, free upgrade. I said, great. There's eight of us. And he said, here's eight together. And they put us in like two-thirds of the way back in the pavilion.
He gave you eight together. Yeah. Goo Goo Dolls not selling.
Well, I think that perhaps the Goo Goo Dolls don't like playing to an empty house. So when we got to our seat, there was about two-thirds full in the pavilion. I counted, Mike, 40 people on the lawn.
40.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's they maybe want to maybe think to the Warner Theater next time. Maybe something a little smaller.
All right, so let me ask you this. I'll give you this.
I've got Iris, Name. You probably know that one.
Yeah.
And then Better Days, Let Love In. Black Balloon, Slide. Everybody should know that one. Come to Me. And if you heard of Mike, you know right away.
Yeah.
Here Is Gone, Broadway Symphony, and Rebel Beat, just to name a few.
Yeah, I knew about every other song they played. It was pretty good. It was a good,
they
good show.
Sound great live?
Fantastic. Oh, okay. Really good band.
But so the fact is, the people that were left on the lawn were probably left on the lawn for effect.
I would think
because you didn't want to have an empty lawn.
It would
totally
look weird.
Well, that used to happen to Elvis as well, if you remember.
Do you think
Elvis sold out everything?
No, he did not sell out. He actually didn't. Because when he was...
Are you going to quote 56?
No, in his fat days, when he was in Florida, I saw this in a documentary, that they weren't selling out like some of the matinees, and they had to go into his manager went into the local jail and said, look, we need to fill these seats, pulled a bunch of people out of jail.
This is not true.
Hand to God. I will bet you $1,000.
I will give you a
tell me $1,000 cash.
They would not get convicts.
Mike, $1,000 cash.
This is rich. Yeah, these are the moments when I. These are the moments when. Do you know what I feel right now when I hear you two?
I would love to see that.
Do you know what I feel right now?
Are you going to bet me?
Boys, hold on. Let me interject here. Do you know what I feel right now?
What's that?
Overwhelming pride.
But anyway, it was a
good one. No. Elvis didn't sell out all the shows.
I'm like a proud parent right now. Go to it, boys.
As a rule, he had attendance records everywhere.
Yeah,
though.
But the way they did it is they would, for example, the shows in Florida,
right?
And it was
they find convicts in Florida?
It was the HBO it was the HBO
the Weintraub documentary.
Yes, that documentary. He said that Elvis wouldn't take the stage unless it was sold out, and he couldn't sell out the show because he did so many.
Do you know what year?
It was whenever he again. Maybe it was in Daytona.
You know
if
what?
I'm not mistaken.
Probably in the 70s, early 70s.
I would have to be in the 70s. Yes. I would say that there is a possibility, but I will.
He had
say
to
that
go to the local penitentiary and say,
I've
"Look,
I've never heard this.
I need you guys to bring your guys over here to fill the room."
Now,
well, wait
true?
A minute. Hold on. The problem with that story is obviously if you go to a penitentiary, there are some. It's not like you knock on the door, you know, and you say, "Excuse me, hi, penitentiary people, is there?" Nice to see you. Can you come out now? Thank you. All right, come on. Everybody hop on the bus. But I can see with a work release program or something.
Yeah, the way you said it was like hardened criminals. And
still criminals.
Now, I'm wondering, though, was everybody in the whole cell block dancing to the jailhouse rock?
Okay, thank you.
The following day, after
the only
that
reason
concert.
The only reason I was bringing this up is because you went to a concert with your wife when you got off a plane.
Yeah,
I thought that was more energy than you'd shown the entire weekend.
And actually, the following day, we had a big event, too, because it was the 50th anniversary of the release of A Hard Day's Night. And I took my kids and met Katie and Dan Von Herman and a friend of Julia's. We went and saw it on the big screen at the Alamo Theater out there.
You are
so
Jolly
fantastic.
Rob. You are always Jolly Rob. But during that entire time, did you have time? Really, where you just sat there and go, "Oh my God, why did I overschedule myself?" Did you at any point
at the
feel
concert?
That way?
Yes. Until I got about two drinks into me. Yes, I said I really don't want to be here.
That's the thing when you overschedule and you're not drinking like I am. Yeah. I will tell you something. That is when you just sit there and go, "It's Napoleon all over again."
Oh. And you know what? It seemed like a great idea when we agreed to it a month before.
I said, that's why.
You know
careful.
What? It'll be easy. It'll be easy. But the quote of my entire vacation goes to Julia's friend Bella, who was enthusiastically coming along with us to see A Hard Day's Night, the Beatles' first movie on the big screen. And the whole thing was beautiful. It sounded great, looked great. It's a great film. And we finished it, and I said, "Bella, what did you think of it?" She says, "Mr. Spiewak, there are no black people in that movie."
And that's when Rob looked at Bella directly in the eye and said, "Exactly."
Some other time, Mike, I will tell you about getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning again to go visit Jimmy. Okay?
Very good. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. This episode of TMOS was brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/TMOS and receive a $50 Visa prepaid card when you get a loan. That's prosper.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about Prosper. In just 72 hours, you could have $35,000 to cover your needs. So what will you do? Will you pay off high-rate credit cards, start a business, do that home improvement project? I will tell you that I am always looking for a way to consolidate debt. And that's very, very important. You know, because credit card debt, I don't care who you are, sometimes it just gets completely out of line. And I think this is a perfect place to go if you need money. And with Prosper, it's never been easier. You can go online, answer a few questions, and see your low fixed rate in seconds. The money hits your account in as few, and this is great. Sometimes when people get unexpected costs, you know, they want to get something quick.
Right.
It can hit your account in as few as 3 days.
That's great.
Prosper is the fastest growing peer-to-peer lender with over $1 billion in loans to people just like you. Their revolutionary platform connects people looking to borrow money with those who have money to invest. There's no outrageous fees, no raising interest rates, and you will never, this is so important to so many people, you will never set foot in a bank.
I hate banks.
Just go to prosper.com/TMOS to check your rate instantly without affecting your credit score. For a limited time, Prosper is offering your listeners a $50 Visa prepaid gift card when you get a loan. Just go to prosper.com/TMOS. Up to $35,000 in just 3 days and a $50 gift card at prosper.com/TMOS. Other restrictions apply. See site for details. Gift card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida pursuant to license from Visa USA Incorporated. All personal loans are made by Web Bank, a Utah chartered industrial bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Thank you to Prosper.
Woo, nice.
And now, without further ado, let's get right to it, boys.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Gotta say, very sorry, guys. No Massachusetts news today. I tried like hell,
Mike,
but I just couldn't
damn
pull it. Yeah, I'm very, very disappointed.
Mike, I found the Elvis story if you have a chance.
Oscar, why don't you jump in with that right now?
Okay,
and
perfectly.
Then we'll get to the death of Edgar Winter.
Okay. Apparently,
Johnny Winter.
Johnny Winter, right. Yeah.
When Elvis met Weintraub, right? is that how he pronounces his name?
Jerry Weintraub.
Jerry Weintraub, his manager, right? There's one thing I ask of you when I hit the road. This is what Elvis asked
And
him.
He was his tour manager.
Yeah, tour manager, thank right. you. Please make sure when I perform that every seat is filled, and please make sure that the fans are in the front row. No big shots. That's what Elvis asked,
okay,
right?
Okay, that makes
so
sense.
So they're in Miami on 4th of July, and it doesn't give the date here. He says it's 5 million degrees, and it's humid, and no one is coming to the matinee the next day.
Okay.
So you would know. 5,000 seats were unsold and for the next day's matinee. After a hellishly sleepy night, Weintraub goes to the local jailhouse and bribes the sheriff to get dozens of prisoners in orange jumpsuits to unscrew 5,000 seats of the convention center and have some of the guys actually there so Elvis will be playing to a full house.
Okay, so it's not just prisoners attending. They took seats
out.
Yeah,
so you would have a full house.
Well, I doff my cap to thee. I have never
Thank
heard
you.
That story.
Glad we got that in there. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the most effort you will ever hear Oscar put into an actual live broadcast just to make one that is just to make one of his partners feel bad. All right, very good. Texas blues icon Johnny Winter, who rose to fame in the late 60s and 70s for his energetic performances and musical collaborations, included with childhood hero Muddy Waters, has died. He was 70 years old. I remember Johnny Winter, one of my first albums that I ever got was, I think it was Johnny B. Good, actually. It was one
really?
Of his versions of Johnny B. Good. And I love Johnny Winter. I really do. I like both Winter brothers, Edgar and Johnny. His representative confirmed Thursday that Winter died in a hotel room in Zurich. The statement said his wife, family, and bandmates were all saddened by the loss of one of the world's finest guitarists. Rob, I know you love celebrity death more
I do.
Than anybody else.
And you know, but, you call me on that all the time. I come by it honestly. My family has always been into celebrity death. I don't know why that is. I guess it's just because we've outlived another one.
There you go. HBO says it's all the way, with Bryan Cranston reprising his role as President Lyndon Johnson in a TV adaptation of his recent Broadway debut.
Oh, cool.
HBO Films has acquired the rights to the Tony Award-winning play that opened earlier this year. I heard a lot about it. I wanted to actually go up and see it.
Right.
The company said Wednesday that Robert Shanken, I believe that's the correct pronunciation, will adapt his play for HBO. All the Way focuses on Johnson early in his presidency after the death of President John F. Kennedy. HBO has not specified an air date yet.
Now, Cranston plays LBJ. Who plays Godzilla?
I am not quite sure.
Who was the voice?
It's Jesse Pinkman, actually. That's who it is. A man wearing a Captain America t-shirt, speaking of JFK, and camouflage shorts broke into the Kennedy compound in Barnstable, Massachusetts on Tuesday. Officers went to the house. Apparently, the guy said to the officers he was looking for Katy Perry.
Yeah.
They went to the house in the village of Hyannisport after receiving a call from Ted Kennedy Jr., who said he had phoned the property from his home in Connecticut to check on his teenage son, and a stranger answered the phone.
Oh, how would that flip you out?
Police found a black car parked outside. Inside the home, they found 53-year-old James LaCroix in the kitchen, and the teen was also in the kitchen. Apparently, they were breaking bread together.
Wow.
Very, very weird. Yeah, very strange. LaCroix told police that he had been there for 3 hours and was looking for Katy Perry.
Well, aren't
Lots
we all?
Of weird people around. Yes, there is. According to Time magazine, Leonardo DiCaprio tweets at a higher reading level than any other celebrity.
Really?
I would think it would be Patton Oswalt.
How could you get that from 140 characters?
Well, I would think the length of the word and maybe grammar. Wow.
Well, it says here his average tweet is still at less than an eighth grade reading level. The next one, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You're not going to believe it. Justin Bieber.
Well, I bet Bieber has people tweeting for him.
Yeah, a tweeter.
Followed by Jimmy Kimmel, Ludacris, and the guys from Green Day.
This makes sense to me, Mike, because for years I followed Ludacris on the Twitter. And I was reading his tweets, and I said, I can't. What is this?
You know who else made the top 10?
Who?
J-Wow from Jersey Shore.
Mm. I would love to know what sort of formula they use then, because she's a moron.
Sounds like BS to me. If you see a spider in your house, trap it in a glass and let it go outside. Or if you're like most people, just crush it with a paper towel.
Sure.
But you don't need to go all Rambo on it. A guy in Seattle, Washington, saw a spider in his laundry room on Tuesday night. And apparently, he wanted to teach it a lesson. Okay. So he whipped
You could stop there.
So he whipped up a homemade flamethrower.
What?
Oh.
He held his lighter up to a can of spray paint and blasted a flame at the spider. He wound up setting his entire house on fire.
Oh, no!
He did at least $60,000 in damage by the time the fire department could put it out. No one was hurt. There's no word on whether he might be facing arson charges. On the bright side, the fire department says he almost definitely killed the spider.
What a bored jerk.
Yeah.
There's a guy in Australia who's only been identified as Mike.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Mike most definitely has his priorities in order. Mike is unfortunately cursed with a micro penis.
Oh, That's sad, right?
That means he's less than 2.75 inches when he's fully,
No.
He says it's affected his confidence and held him back his entire life. G'day, mate. Here's my 2.75 inch in there. Take a look at it. Isn't that special? None of the ladies go near me. Oi. So he mortgaged his house to pay for an enlargement. He spent $42,000 on the surgery, but it didn't work. We have to play this for him. Sorry about that.
2.75 inches.
It worked temporarily, but eventually his junk receded back to its original size.
Oh, that's such a drag. Like scaring a turtle.
And here's even worse news. He didn't get the chance to give it a test drive with a woman before that happened.
Oh,
so
man.
He didn't even do it for anybody. So now he's going to spend another $17,000 on more work and might even have to take out a second mortgage to get $47,000 for another more serious surgery.
Oh.
Wow.
Mike said he's gone public about his quest because he wants other men with micro penises to know there's hope. Quote, hang in there. If you need to seek therapy or surgery, the options are there. Man, I salute the brotherhood.
There
the brotherhood
go.
Of Mikes with small penises. After 51-year-old Michigan woman, after she shot herself in the face. Let me start that again. Okay,
all right.
Sorry about that. A 51-year-old Michigan woman shot herself in the face after pulling a shotgun to make a point during an argument. According to Michigan Live, police in the Fremont Township responded to reports of a gunshot victim around 10 a.m. on Monday. The Tuscaloosa County Sheriff's Department, and when I like something, something when it's Tuscaloosa.
I do,
I truly do. She said in the she was in the midst of a family dispute. The woman pounded the butt of the shotgun against the floor.
Good Lord.
She had to make her point. Well, it caused the shotgun to discharge, striking her in the face.
Mm.
She was airlifted to St. Mary's of Michigan Hospital in Saginaw and is expected to recover from her injuries. Police are investigating the incident, but no charges have been filed. The woman informed officers that she had pulled the gun to make a point, or I should say...
She pulled the gun.
Oh, no.
To make a point.
All right, that's
Mike, she's very brave.
Very, very brave. Yes, the woman, Sharla. Oh, no, that's it. Not her. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the dog days of summer. Would you like a voice for this?
I would. You know who I'd love? I'd love Bill O'Reilly. You haven't done him in a long time.
All right. This next segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by, look, everybody knows the Mike O'Mara Amazon page. The dog days of summer. You don't need to battle a crowded parking lot. Amazon lets you stay inside, double-clicking. Staying cool as a cucumber, all right? Sunblock, pool toys, beach towels, sunglasses, xylophones. Yeah, you know, Amazon's got it.
Sure.
And since you're cool as a cucumber... why not buy a cucumber seeds or a cucumber gel mask, huh?
Hey,
yeah,
you know what I could
that?
Buy there,
Spiewak
Bill?
Does that. So does Santana and Ford and Bloom.
Hey, O'Reilly.
They all use those, yeah.
I could go in there and buy your book, Killing Lincoln.
Killing Lincoln, available on Amazon and, you know, for all the other things. Anyway, Amazon's got it all. Dozens of cucumber how-to books for the cucumber enthusiasts. You know, if you like the cukes. You know, who doesn't like the cukes?
Sure.
That's what I was saying the other day. Everybody likes the cukes. I know Santana and his buddy Dukes. They love the cukes. They enjoy that all the time. Whether you need a trash can, a wall of glue sticks, a suit of armor, or light bulbs, Amazon has it. You can do it right away. Make sure you check it. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open. MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's the best way to save money and support the show. Remember to bookmark Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com and click that link always and do it live. Do it live. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault. Spiewak's here. He's got it here. Thursday, 17.
Hey, O'Reilly.
July. Yeah, go ahead.
You follow baseball?
No. You know, I'm too busy.
Are you familiar at all with the Toronto Blue Jays? I think he's a pitcher. Munenori Kawasaki?
I have been so removed from baseball with the Red Sox sucking A this
right.
year that I do not know. I do not know.
I do not know what position he plays. I do know his name is Munenori Kawasaki, Mike. He had a bad week right before the All-Star break. He had cramps.
Oh, God.
No.
And they actually they caught him and they said, hey, Munenori Kawasaki, how do you
what
fight cramps?
What was his
cramps?
Name again, Rob?
Munenori Kawasaki. They said, hey, how do you fight those cramps?
How do you fight those cramps?
He had a solution, Mike.
How does your leg feel today?
Oh, feeling good.
So what happened to you?
Huh?
What happened?
Just crap.
Just a cramp?
Yeah, just crap.
So you told me what can you eat to help you make you feel better?
Bananas. Why bananas? Monkeys never craps. You know, monkey never crap. Because a monkey every day, bananas. Two.
So how many did you have today?
Three. How about three?
Oh yeah. So you no more cramp for you.
I need three banana because monkey never craps.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Arigato.
Arigato.
Arigato. Poor I like guy. The arigato.
Blue Jay infielder.
Is he an infielder? Yes. Forgive me. I thought you
Bucky might have... never crap.
Bucky never crap. Two banana.
Wait, what was his name? What was his name again?
Munenori Kawasaki.
Oh, I know Kawasaki. I do. He's a very good infielder. He's a second baseman and shortstop.
And yeah. he also lets the good times roll. All right. I'm sorry. That was only 40 years ago, that commercial.
Jesus.
Yasiel Puig is a Los Angeles Dodger, and he was
he's a center fielder, fantastic player, prodigy from Cuba.
He was out at his pool filming his kid in the rain, and I want you to hear the way he screams when the thunder claps. He screams so loud, you really don't hear the thunder, but understand this is pure fear.
I go to the pool, but I to Moscow. Lluvia in Miami. Oh, hey, look at that one. What a body. What a... Ah!
Ah! Oh, my God.
So he doesn't like the thunder.
Have you ever been in a pool in the rain?
I have.
Isn't it fun? That's almost symbolic somehow, isn't it?
I was in a hot tub in a thunderstorm one time. It was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. I was half in the bag. It was fantastic.
Not shocked.
Yeah, I mean, really,
is it safe to be in the water?
No, not at all. No. It was Gates of Hell thunderstorm, and I was just sitting there going, isn't this great?
By yourself?
By myself. Oh. My buddy was in trying to bang the lady that owned the house.
Oh, okay.
And I was out just sitting there in the hot tub enjoying myself.
Well,
totally.
That combination is great because the water is warm and the rain is cool.
Yes,
it's
and
cool.
Mike, how
thank
many
you,
times?
Oscar. You're tracking with me. Yeah. Absolutely.
How many times have you told me, in the rain, no one can see you cry?
Yeah. Right. And so more true. Importantly, in the rain, they really can't see you pee. Yeah.
Well, it kind of depends. If you're properly hydrated.
Hey, don't mention depends. I'm 55.
Sky News, Mike, that's a British news outfit. Have you ever, and we've had this happen before, but this is a particularly good one. Reporter Adam Boulton swallows a fly when he's doing a live cutaway at 10 Downing Street. And I want to thank Miss Cappy Pfeiffer for sending this one along.
Changing complexion of this cabinet compared to the last one, the one yesterday.
Oh.
And what we can see is that
Adam, do you want to take a pause?
Yep.
Do you want to take a pause?
No,
because they've been talking nonstop. You okay?
No, I swallowed a fly. That's all right. But I've recovered.
He really, and he took it all the way.
It's the worst feeling in the world. Absolutely the worst feeling in the world. You know, you're not only, by the way, maybe tomorrow on the show I'll tell the story of, did the old ear cleaning, and I found a half an ant in my ear.
Oh, in your ear?
No. In my ear!
Oh, my God, it's like Wrath of Khan. Remember when they put those things in the ears? Yikes.
It's horrible.
Did you watch last night? You'd have to watch it online up there. Did you watch The Daily Show?
I did not.
They did coverage of the fact that there have been numerous complaints to the CIA commissary about the bad quality of the food, and they said they were going to interview a CIA employee but obscure their identity. And so they showed the person only in silhouette, and it was so obvious who it was based on his voice alone.
Are you sure we're doing enough to conceal your identity? Because this is...
What? My face is hidden. Silhouette. I can be anybody. Where was I? Now, why doesn't the Burger King facility here offer the same dollar menu as the outside facilities? Why can't there be nicer food handlers? I mean, what is the deal with that?
No, all right, now, not to harp on this point. I am concerned, sir. Your voice is somewhat distinctive in that last part that you just said sounded a bit like a catchphrase. I don't even think it was in the email.
Distinctive? No, normal voice. You can't identify someone just by their voice. Why do you think when you call someone, you say, hi, it's so-and-so? Otherwise, they'd have no idea who they were talking to. The worst is when someone calls and says, hey, it's me. Who's me? I don't know anyone named me. I'm me.
So it's obviously Jerry Seinfeld, but it was so great because they played it straight for
That's
so
cool.
long.
That's
Loved
great.
It. I tell you what's great is when you're at Taco Bell going through the drive-thru, and there's always something a little unsettling when someone is walking around the drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
But if the person that's walking at the drive-thru, Mike, is Charlie Sheen, and he looks like he's had about three nights in a row, you call him over.
Did anybody see this video? This video tells me.
Yet.
Oh, it's great.
This, you know what? This video tells me it's going to be slab time pretty soon.
Yeah. Oh, and he looked really horrible. I think he was in like a torn hoodie. Yeah. And he says, and it's bleeped, but he says, I'm sorry I'm so effing hammered.
She's a big fan.
What's your name?
Jaden.
Yeah, I'm Charlie.
Nice to meet you.
Sorry, I'm so
No, hard. You're cool, man.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good, how are you?
What's your name?
Tamara.
Tamara?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
Awesome.
You're rad, man.
You guys are in a fight.
No.
No, we're not fighting. What's up with that tattoo? Let me see that tattoo.
Which one?
That one right here. Hell yeah.
Charlie Brown.
Go Reds.
Reds, yeah. Ripping.
You're hilarious.
Thank you.
Right on. Cool.
So he's just staggering around a drive-thru.
The voice.
Oh, my God.
Do you hear
I'm
the
seeing
voice?
It now. You're right.
And that is like, that's not just booze, people.
Oh, man.
That's a bender, man. He's been up for a few days.
His shirt is on backwards.
Mike, I think he sounded great.
Thank you, Rob.
That's your Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you very much. We got to get out of here. This concludes our broadcast day. But dry your eyes. It's not goodbye, just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Email all technical queries to ponybirthdayboy@mikeomarashow.com. It's not really the address. It's ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the legendarily popular Thursday mailbag segment, Rob's getting a lot of letters from you, and we appreciate
it.
Drop him a line. The Jolly One, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Jolly One, not included in an address. And remember, the official TMOS e-voice line remains 800-440-8167. Open all the time. No waiting. Coming up this week on the bonus show on Friday, I'm having food guilt based on what I'm making for people. A dangerous species up here in Maine. And Rand Paul will talk about his hair when we come back.
No.
That'll be Friday's bonus show. Got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.